Back in September, a fourth grade class from Monroe Elementary in Sevier County gave a presentation to Governor Gary Herbert about changing the state tree from the blue spruce to the aspen. From there, the idea has taken off, and now as a bill, it was passed by the state Senate unanimously last Tuesday, and it will move forward to be voted on in the House on Monday. The blue spruce was nominated to be Utah's state tree in 1933, but it makes up less than 1% of Utah's ecology, while the aspen tree makes up about 9%. Also, the blue spruce is commonly referred to as the Colorado blue spruce. Moreover, Utah is home to the world's largest living organism called Pando, a cluster of aspen trees near Fish Lake, which covers an estimated 106 acres of land. Aspen trees are mostly genetic clones of each other and will grow from the root system outwards, hence the name Pando, which is Latin for "it spreads." Paul Rogers from the Western Aspen Alliance testified about the bill to the Senate as a science representative.
It may be seen as important if you're trying to select a symbol that is more widespread and more known by Utahns. So any Utahn, whether they're a city dweller or live in a rural area, can identify an aspen tree when they go into the mountains.
Utah State Senator Ralph Okerlund, the sponsor for the bill, says the fourth grade class also testified about the bill earlier this week. He says they are coming back to Capitol Hill on Monday.
Monroe Elementary is going to send the entire fourth grade, which is about 130 kids or so, up here on buses to be a part of the presentation on the floor of the Senate.
For UPR News, I'm Morgan Pratt.